Translation of the Epistle. Dearly beloved, the grace of God, our Savior, has appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Translation of the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, there went out a decree from Caesar August that the whole world should be enrolled. This enrolling was first made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watch over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone around about them. And they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, Christmas is not joyful because of colored light and tinsel. It is not joyful because of dining and drinking, not because of the music that seems to pervade the atmosphere. These things are not the cause, they are only effects. Christmas is a joyful time, precisely because it is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it is a tremendous sign of God's love for his people. God, in his supreme intelligence, makes himself small in order for us to love him. Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, became part of the human family. He was born into a specific time and place. He is not a figment of our imagination. He is not a figure from a tall tale. He did not appear out of the mist. The Archangel Gabriel had proclaimed to the Virgin Mary that the conception of the child would be virginal, because nothing is impossible to God. Therefore, God can take the form of a creature, assuming the progressive step of human life. A human zygote, then a blastocyst, an embryo, and then a newborn baby, a male individual of the human species. The incarnation of God that we celebrate in this luminous Christmas night is not something to be taken lightly. In taking human nature and human flesh, God indicates something about the way he regards us. In our modern culture, there is unfortunate tendency to view humanity from its worst side. Sin and sin mightily, Martin Luther said. But fortunately, our Lord knew that there was some good left in the human race. Even though we had fallen into sin through Adam and Eve and through our own personal sins, he knew that we were worth his while. He knew that we were worth redeeming, that we were worth the trouble of becoming one of us, that we might become partaker of his divinity, who humbled himself to become partaker of our humanity. This truth ought to bring the most joy to us during this celebration of Christmas. It is a time for feeling good, for rejoicing, because we are convoked to join Jesus in the holiness he brought to humankind by his incarnation. Christmas is the first communion of the world. God comes about as close as possible. This Christmas, let us not take for granted Jesus' birth 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. Tonight, there are Christmas presents under the tree only because Jesus, true God and true man, was born to give himself to the world. Let us be amazed, like the witnesses of the nativity scene, shepherds or wise men. Let chills run up and down our spines. Let us imagine what human life would be like if Christ had not come. That should prompt a different kind of chill. In the 5th century, Pope St. Leo the Great said in the night of the Nativity, "Rejoice if you are a saint. You are drawing nearer to the palm of victory. Rejoice if you are a sinner, for your Savior offers you pardon. Rejoice if you are a pagan, for God calls you to life." The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Today, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ became one of us. Let us rejoice and be one with him. He has demonstrated that he knows that we are capable. Let us rejoice and be holy with him. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.